Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Show your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing. He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you. He desires your praise. Show your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Show your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rain in your heart.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to God Wants to Hear from You by none other than Pastor Samuel Blakes. Here in New Orleans, Louisiana, I tell you, that song ministers to me. Amen. God wants to hear from you. Amen. We're just so blessed to be back on the line today with the saints of God and those of you that are listening live on the internet, and even those that may call in. And we certainly thank God for those that will tune in by the way of our archives. Amen. God wants to hear from us. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. We are waiting on an answer sometime from the Lord, but God wants to hear from us. He just don't want us to be haphazard with this thing. And as we go along by all day, we just haphazardly think something and say, oh, Lord, this, oh, Lord, that. He wants us to be serious. Amen, amen. And that's what prayer is. It's a sincere desire of our heart. So we have to be sincere when we want something from God, when we are seeking him for direction, when we are seeking him for instruction. God wants to hear from us. Well, I praise the Lord. I thank God again for being in the land of the living. Amen. I'm going to say like the psalmist today, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Glory to God. We're just so excited about what God is doing in this season. Amen. I know it hasn't been a favorable season for everyone, but if you're still in the land of the living, if you still have a mind to praise God, if you still have a mind to press and see what the end is going to be, then guess what? You should be blessed in the Lord. Amen. No matter what you're going through, nothing is bigger than God. Nothing is greater than God. Nothing is too hard for God. Amen. So we welcome you back to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We weren't on the air on yesterday. We had quite a few things going on. We weren't even able to post that we wasn't having the show on yesterday. So any of you all that called in yesterday, we certainly apologize for that. Things happen sometimes that's beyond our control and beyond what we can see. But nevertheless, we're back here today, and we're so excited about our guest speaker that's going to come. Well, she's not a guest, amen. She's been on our line and ministered to us before, and now she is a ordained pastor, amen, was installed and ordained last month in July, amen. So we're happy about what God is doing in her life. We're happy about the things that she is endeavoring to do in the kingdom of God. Amen. So we're going to get right on into the broadcast. We had come out of a series titled Mandated to Evangelize, Pastor Greer. And last week and even this week, we still hear the Lord saying more determined, more determined, more determined. And we elaborated a little bit on that topic on last week, and we're continuing on with that topic this week. Amen. So we're going to get right on into this segment and see what the Lord would have Minister and Pastor Greer to speak to our hearts on today. By way of announcements, we're going to come back a little bit later after the woman of God have spoken and give you our announcements. Of course, we're excited about this upcoming 7-hour shut-in that we'll be hosting on this Friday evening. Amen. So we're looking for everyone to participate, even if you're not here in the city of New Orleans. We still would like you to participate as we pray and fast and call on the name of the Lord and do some impartations and even have a spoken word during that 7-hour shut in. Amen. We're going to shut in. Amen. Shut out the world and shut in and try to hear from the Lord. Amen. So we're going to get right on into what the word of God is going to speak to our heart today. Again, we're excited about Pastor Juanita Greer of Tree of Life Restoration Ministries there in Richmond, California. And when I hear California and some of the cities that I've been privileged to travel and fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, it just does my heart good. Amen, amen. So I'm here on the East Coast, just about Southeast, amen. But I'll never forget the West Coast, amen. Those are my fellow laborers in the gospel, and I just love those in California, everyone that we have had an opportunity to meet, haven't had an opportunity to meet Pastor Griff personally, amen. But we met through mutual acquaintances, amen. One of my spiritual mothers in the gospel, Prophet Cheryl Harrison out of Sacramento, California, introduced us, and I tell you, just fell in love with her spirit, fell in love with her dedication to the things of God, amen. So we're going to bring her right on, amen. We don't have the bio available for you, but she can certainly expound a little bit on and give you a little background on how she has labored in God's vineyard. So with no further ado, we like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for this afternoon, and that's none other than Pastor Juanita Greer. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless you. I just want to give honor to God, just who was the head of my life, just the one that I solely depend on each and every day. I honor him just for this day and for this opportunity. I thank you, woman of God, Pastor Bernard, for the opportunity to be a part of this service. Again, I haven't been on in quite some time, but just to be considered, amen, is certainly an honor, and I give thanks to you all for that. The saints of God, amen, God bless you. I'm not sure if my bishop, Bishop James White and First Lady James White are on the line. If you are, I say praise the Lord to you and give honor to you. And to just bless the precious saints, you know, it's always a privilege to be able to come and share, you know, what the Lord gives. And, you know, I don't take it lightly. And so I'm always, you know, I get a little nervous still. So once again, I am totally dependent upon the Lord. And so I'm just going to get right into this. And I pray, amen, that you will be blessed. Once again, you know, it's a we're living in the time, you know, where we really do have to be mindful and be on alert and be at attention to what's going on in the world, because we are the light. Amen. If the light is in us, then what we have is definitely needed in the world. But we as the light, we have to make sure that we are definitely in a place where the light is not convoluted. Amen. That it is not dim. And so, once again, I give honor and give thanks. So I'm going to get right into this, and I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to, the theme is more determined, and the scripture was 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. And I'm going to use that that scripture and to use as my reference and backdrop as to what I believe the Lord has given me to say. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise and we give you glory and honor. God, we just thank you for this day, for this day that you have made, and we are glad and rejoicing in it. God, we just honor you for the opportunity to come and to receive of you, Lord God, to hear, Lord God, that we may be impacted, Lord God, and that we may be empowered not only just to do a thing, but to live, Lord God, like you would have us to live. And so, God, I pray now that by the power of the Holy Ghost that you will begin, Lord God, just to speak through me. I surrender all to you now, Lord, and I just ask you to rise up, to become great, Lord God, to use every part of me, Lord God, to demonstrate, Lord God, and to manifest all that you would have to be done. And, God, we just give you praise and we give you glory for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I want to read verses 1 through 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And it says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you," I'm not sure if that's me, I hear some background or some echo. I'm not sure if that can be eliminated or not. But verse 1, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen. We thank the Lord for the reading of the scripture on today. And again, I'm going to use the topic more determined, more determined. There are many things that we are determined to do in this life, but there is a greater determination that I believe that the Lord is desiring that we would determine to do in order to benefit from all that he would have us to do. And so when I look at this scripture, I look at Paul, and so we know that this letter was written from him. In other words, it was written to the church. It was written to the Corinthians. It was written to the church that was newly formed, and there were issues that were taking place in this newly planted church. They had recently come to know the Lord, but there were some problems that were taking place, and if they were not confronted and challenged and corrected, they would have the ability to continuously hinder the divine will of God. And so Paul was then tasked, you know, with the task to deal with these issues. And some of the issues that were taking place at this time was religious division, religion, right? There was division among the various religions. There was sexual immorality. There were lawsuits. There was idol worshiping. There were spiritual gifts issues. There was incest issues. Does any of this sound familiar? Even on today, you know, remember now, this is, we're talking about the church. We're talking about the church. And so this letter that Paul was writing, he begins to remind them of the fact of what they first believed, what it took for them to come into this new place. And so Paul proceeds to take them back down memory lane. Can I tell you that sometimes we just have to look back at the beginning. There's a song that says, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first believed. And what this does, it serves as a reference point as to why we did what we did and what took place. And so here is Paul. He's dealing with the issues that are arising within this newly planted church, because although they had come to know the Lord, they had yet not been delivered out of what they had been saved out of. And so it's like that even still in the church today. There is a necessity to preach the word of God to them that have been brought out of captivity and into a safe place. And this word is necessary, and it is essential. And the greatest word that we can ever preach to the unbeliever, it is Jesus and him crucified. And so when we begin just to break down a little bit, remember, and I'm going to keep saying this, that we're dealing with a new church, a newly planted church, right? And so in verse 1, Paul says, he says, you know, I when I came to you, I didn't come to you with excellency of speech or of wisdom. I didn't come with the thes and the thous and all in the right place. I did not come rounding off the ability to round off and pronunciate God. I didn't come with any special type of articulation that would indicate that I'm truly anointed. I don't have any great scholastic rundown to give you. I'm not coming to exegesis, the Chronicles or the Pentateuch, and extrapolate, you know, from the Word of God and give you a word that only I am able to discern. But I'm just coming
to give you a simple word. I'm coming to give you Jesus. I came to declare unto you Jesus Christ and him crucified, because in that time, that was all that you needed to hear, and it was through understanding the purpose of the cross. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so in the first church, in the beginning of the planting of the church, this is what was needed. It was needed for them to understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that Jesus came and he died. Not only did God give Jesus, but Jesus came and he surrendered himself and he gave his life. He came and he died and he shed his testimony of God, that I gave my only begotten son. I gave him so that you can come into fellowship with me, because sin had entered in and it caused a separation of divine communion and fellowship between God and man. And so Paul says, as he's talking to this newly planted church, remember when, let me take you back down memory lane and show you, remind you of what you came out of. And so he says, when I came, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ, and him crucified. I didn't come to preach anything else except Jesus crucified. I only came to make known Jesus. And so when I look at the word determined, it says, for I determined not to know anything among you. And so there's two thoughts that come out of this word determined. We know that the English definition of this word determined is a sure and certain resolve. It is a definite decision and it is settled. And so Paul is saying, I determined, I resolved within myself only to come to you at that time and preach Jesus, because that is what was needed. And now then, when I look up the word determined, when it comes to the Strong's information, you know, and so Strong then accompanies that same word to say this, it is to separate, sunder, to pick out, to select, to choose, to esteem. It also means to approve and prefer. It means to judge. It means to pronounce an opinion concerning right and wrong. And so Paul said, I came determined not only to preach Jesus unto you, but also not to judge what I saw in you at that time, because what I saw in you at that time was a reality. It was a manifestation of knowing that what you really needed was Jesus. And so because you are coming out of the world into Jesus, although I saw what was in you, I determined not to judge it, because what you needed was to understand what God had done for you. And so in that time then, I then began to give you Jesus, and I didn't do it in and of myself. So he says here in verse 2, for I determined not to give you anything else but Jesus. And then in verse 3 says, and I was with you in weakness myself, because in order for you to get what I had, what God had destined for me to give you, I could not come in my own strength. I could not come in my own self. I could not come full of myself. I could not present me to you. I came in weakness. I came in fear, because I really didn't know how this was going to be done, because I myself, like you, am frail. I myself in need of God, and I can only begin to share with you what God has done for me. And because he's made such a great transformation within me, now I come to you declaring it unto you, and in fear and in great anticipation and hope, believing that you would receive and understand and gain from what God has done for me. And so he says, I determined not to understand anything about you except Jesus Christ. And verse 4 says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. I didn't come to tell you how much I know. I didn't come to tell you that I was raised up in this household and that I was this or that I was that. But I humbled myself and I came to make it known that nothing else matters but the power of God. Nothing else matters but what Jesus has said. And so he says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now, here is where we have an issue, because remember now, Paul is talking to a newly planted church. And when I begin to run down the things that were taking place in this newly planted church, when you begin to look at the church nowadays, when you begin to look and see what's taking place in the church, those same issues are now taking place in a supposedly mature church. The same things, the same religion division, the same sexual immorality, same lawsuits, the same spiritual gifting issues, the same things are now taking place in the spiritual mature church. But see, in this place where Paul was, it was necessary for Christ to be preached because they had to understand what he had done for them. But now, in today's society, now we have to understand that it's not only enough to preach what God has done for us, but now there is some work that have to accompany that. Can I tell you that we have gotten real good about preaching about Jesus, but in living like Jesus is something else to be considered. We're real good. We can talk about what God has done. There is the Jesus. I call him. He is the real hero. He is the one that has the great enticing word. He is the one that is full of wisdom and full of knowledge. He is the one that walks in the great demonstrations of power. He is the one that is able to manifest all things, the hidden things, the unknown things, and the deep things. But what we have done within ourselves in our attempt, amen, to come and give you Jesus with our convoluted selves, we have, because of what we understand about God, we have now allowed that to become what we give. We come in our wisdom. We come, oh my Lord, with our own enticing words. We come in our own understanding. And so now because there is so much of us, now the power and the demonstration is all convoluted. It's all tainted and contaminated because we don't want to do like Jesus really did. And so the real hero here, there is the one named Jesus that we know how to preach about. We know that he came and he died for our sins. Yes, he did. And because he came and he died, in him we live, move, and have our being. Yes, we do. And we can preach that real good. We can come and we can talk about the blood. It flows. It flows down deep. It flows down to the valleys lower, and it flows up high, and it reaches up to the highest mountains. Yes, it does. It covers our sins. It has purified us. Yes, it has. And so we are real good about preaching the blood of Jesus has done. And then we're real good at preaching about the Jesus that we want. You know, the Bible tells us, you know, we can get the power of the Holy Ghost and we can do great and mighty gifts. Oh, yes, we can do great and mighty things, great demonstrations. And so, yes, we want this Jesus. We want to be able to lay hands and we want to be able to prophesy and we want to raise the dead. And all of that is good because he said that we are to do these things. But that is the Jesus that we want. So remember here, there's a Jesus that we know, the one that came and died, and we preach that real good. And now we are in the society where, you know what, just become empowered to do. It's all about power. We want the supernatural power. It's all about the power. And yes, it is about power. But you know what, if you don't acknowledge the Holy Ghost every day in your Holy Ghost life, then you will not experience the supernatural power. And so we want the power. We want to do the greater work. And so we can preach that really good. We have all kinds of conferences and all kinds of retreats so that we can get power. But can I tell you, it's time to properly understand the power that we have. And so, you know, when I think about you, there is really a real hero here. There is the one Jesus, the part, the facet of Jesus that we really need in order to really appreciate the blood that was shed for us, and in order to really operate and function and demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost. This Jesus that we are really in need of, it is the Jesus that humbled himself even to the death of the cross. And we don't want to humble ourselves. Oh, you can just go on Facebook. I'm talking about from the bishop to the parking lot. Oh, come on here. You can look on Facebook and see there's so much of us. Amen. Everywhere you go, their name is plastered here and there. They're so big on producing and getting their own name out there.
Come on.
And God can stand back and say, you know what? You don't really need me. You got this all by yourself. And so in the demonstration of the power is not as though God would have it. God is saying, I'm looking for a people that will come and humble themselves. I'm almost done. And when I think about what I see, Paul says, I came determined to give you Jesus and not to know anything else among you at times, because what you really needed was to understand what the cross had done. But now can I tell you that the church is supposed to be in a state of maturity, and not only do you need to understand what Jesus did and what he gave you, now it's time for you to walk as he walked. It's time to humble ourselves. And so this then makes me, when I think about being more determined, this makes me want to be more determined, not to only judge you, but now I can judge you according to the word, because the Bible says that I will know your fruit. I will know the tree by the fruit. Amen. And so because I'm looking at the fruit, what is manifesting, now that makes me able and it makes me confident to give you the Jesus that you need. And the part of Jesus that we need is not more power. Oh, my God. It's not more blood. The blood is already done what the blood was going to do. And if we find ourselves lacking in the church, it's time for humility. And so what am I saying? If you go over to Philippians chapter 2, and I'm just about done. I'm just about done. It's time. I am becoming more determined. I'm becoming more determined to live like Jesus. And so I'm becoming more determined. If I say that I have fellowship in Jesus, if I say that I have relationship with him, if I say that the Holy Ghost lives down on the inside, then I am more determined to fill up and complete the joy of the Lord by living in harmony. Oh, come on now. I am more determined, and I am more determined to purpose and live together. I mean, I am more determined today to do nothing of my own volition. I'm more determined today not to do anything through strife. I'm more determined not to live in vanity. I'm more determined not to be selfish. I'm more determined not to consider myself more worthy than somebody else. I'm more determined. I'm more determined not to be pompous. I'm more determined. I am more determined to think of somebody better than what I think of myself. I'm more determined to serve even the person I count as inferior. I'm more determined. I'm more determined to exalt them more highly than I would exalt myself. I am more determined to esteem and be more concerned with the interests of somebody else. It's not about my program. It's not about my issue, but it's about Jesus. I'm more determined to humble myself. I'm more determined to let the mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in me. He humbled himself. He who was God. He didn't consider that place, being equal with God, the thing to pursue. We're trying to pursue such great things, but we don't want to walk like Jesus walked. We don't want to die. We don't want to die. Give us the limelight, make us visible, and then we're good. But Jesus died that I may know him in the fellowship of his suffering. Then I can experience him in the power of his resurrection. Can I tell you today that it is a necessity for the body of Christ to want to be more determined to walk in humility? It is humility. Jesus stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity. It belonged to him. What we have don't belong to us. It belongs to God. And when we begin to humble ourselves and strip ourselves of our own understanding, of our own stuff, of our own self-righteousness, and humble ourselves, the Bible says, as you humble yourself, he will exalt you in due season. And so I am more determined than to let go of self and take hold of God. I am more determined not to depend on what I know, but to trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not to my own understanding, but in all of my ways of preaching, all of my ways of laying on of hands, in all of my ways of counsel, in all of my ways of letting God's light shine, I will acknowledge him. I don't take it to know that I know everything, but I must be totally dependent upon him. And so I am determined to do nothing in my own strength. I am determined that I will desire only to function in the will and the way of the Lord, so that by this, so that by this, I can be blameless before him. I'm humble. Amen. This is what I am more determined for, because the truth is I have all the power of the Holy Ghost that's needed down on the inside. When he came in and resided, when he said, when he took me in, amen, when he came in and sat down, everything that the Holy Ghost encompasses, it is already there. And so that must mean then that it takes me to do a work. It takes me to be more determined to experience God. It takes me to pursue righteousness. It takes me. God's already done it. He's done his part. And so now he's saying, I need you to enter in. I need you to enter into this place, because the greater works are there already. But God is saying, if you really want to walk like Jesus, if you really want to experience the greater walk, it's time for the church to humble themselves. It's time for the church to be cleansed out. It's time for the church. We're doing all kind of manner of things, amen, and we're thinking it's all right because God has not sent swift judgment. But God is saying, I'm giving you time. I'm being merciful. And we're saying, God knows my heart. He understands. That's just the way I am. No, God is saying, I see the way that you are, and I've sent you word. I've sent you word. And now it's time to get it together. I've sent the word. And so now he's calling for the church to be humble. And if we don't do it, he will. So that every knee shall truly bow and every tongue truly confess that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is Lord. That's why even on Facebook, you got people in the world looking at Facebook, looking at the church on Facebook and making a mockery.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
Where is the demonstration? Where is the power? We have become so relative to the world that now you can't decipher who's who. And God is saying it's time for the church to humble itself and return back to the altar, beginning with the bishops, all the way down to the one who mops the floor.
Come on.
It's a time to cry out, and until the head get right, everything else gonna be sick. Everything else gonna be sick. It's time for the church to be humble. That's what we ought to be more determined, is for the light to shine, more determined to allow the word to investigate us, more determined to allow the word to shine like never before and not make excuses.
Mm.
Oh, we have a lot of excuses.
Come on.
Well, you know, they did this back then. Yes, they did. But the fact that it was revealed and it was done back then does not excuse the fact that we can try to make a change. Oh, my God.
Mm.
And I'm done. It is time for the church to become more determined to be like the bride right now. The bride got her stockings on backwards. Her hair is all disheveled. The bride. Oh, my God. It's time for the bride to adorn herself righteously.
My.
So that she can be received. Whew, Jesus. Now unto him, after I've humbled myself,
glory to God.
Who is able to present me faultless. Now unto him. Who was able to keep me from falling and to present me faultless for the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy will he do it. When we humble ourselves. Father God, we give you praise and we give you glory. God, we ask you now by the power of the Holy Ghost with great demonstration, oh God, that you would come in, Lord God, and touch the minds and the hearts of your people. Lord God, that we would for real, not just for show, God, begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Lord God, that you would begin to prostrate us all, Lord God, prostrate us before you, oh God, like never before, upon the altar. And let us begin to cry out, God, with a sincere cry of repentance. God, that you, oh God, will be glorified. We do, God, determine to give ourselves away. That you would use us for your glory.
Yes, God.
All that we are, God, we give it away. Of who we are, God, it means nothing if we're boasting in and of ourselves. Our soul shall make our boast in you, oh God.
Yes, God.
Because without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, all things are possible. We want them to see you, God, and not us. It's not in our title or in our name. It's about the name of Jesus. That is the name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Strong.
You don't need to come to me. Come to Jesus.
Jesus.
It's not my voice I want you to hear. I want you to hear me point you to Jesus. It's not my church you need. You need God. So God, we ask you now to send forth your anointing to destroy yokes and burdens, oh God. To break up strongholds, God. To pull back veils, God. My Lord Jesus. God, do it now. This is the hour, God. The wars between the nations, the wars between the denominations, God, Rabosha, the wars, God, oh God, in every city there's a church saying, I've been sent to take over the city. Somebody's lying. Jesus. Oh, the only one that needs to take over is the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, take over. Have your way, oh God, that surely men and women all across the world will come to understand and believe that because of your demonstration of power in the land, that there surely is a God. This God, we give you praise and we give you glory for. That the church is humbling itself, that you would be exalted, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If I never have another preaching assignment, God, manifest yourself, Lord. If you strip me of the title, God, God, glorify yourself. Mm. Yes. It's not about us in that fashion. It's not about my name getting put out there. It's not about my church. It's not about what I can do. It's not about my gifting.
Oh my God.
It's about the glory of God.
The glory of God.
It's about the purpose of his blood. It's about us uniting as one people so that God can be seen. God, we give you praise for it now. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you.
Glory,
glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
My God, my God.
Jesus.
What a word. What a word, what a word, what a word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Timely word, timely word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He that humbled himself shall be exalted. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's how we get exalted, people, by humbling ourselves, the woman of God. Have preached the word today. Glory to God. I can't add to it. Neither can I take away. Hallelujah. As she was ministering, I just focused on this verse 4. In that same passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, Paul said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration. Hallelujah. The woman of God said, what are we demonstrating? How are we representing Christ? How are we demonstrating his power through his spirit? How are we doing it? She done preached it today. Glory to God. He that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Amen, amen. We have to be more determined. More determined to show the world the God that's in us. Glory to God. Not the gods that's in the world, but the God, not gods. Glory to God. But the God that is in us. Hey, glory to God. Because there's many gods. Many gods, woman of God. You have Rhema. This is what you call Rhema. Glory to God. See, these kind of messages, you won't hear them on TBN. You won't see them, and I'm not trying to put any entity down, but you won't hear these kind of messages in the big halls, in the big auditoriums, in the mega church. You won't hear this. You won't hear this. Amen, amen. She said, come, hallelujah, not for show, but for his glory to be demonstrated. Amen. These are the kind of messages we need to hear around the world, 24/7. Preach Jesus and him crucified. And you'll never go wrong. You'll never. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for you. Thank God for the Savior. Some words, some messages, amen, come to make you, well, I was going to say a word, may come to stir your emotions. And, you know, we jump and we shout for a moment. Then after that moment subside, we're right back where we were. We're right back after we shout, after we dance. And then when we walk out of those doors, when we walk out of that sanctuary, amen, the enemy is waiting right there to seduce us. Those spirits are waiting on us. After the jump, after the shout, How are you going to walk? How are you going to maintain? How are you going to keep your composure? Glory to God. Pastor, you said something so profound. We have all of these different activities and events. We have revivals. We have fasting. We have conference. We have women conference, men conference. We have prayer breakfast. We have appreciations. We have holy convocation. Hallelujah. In the midst of all of these activities, people are leaving out the same way they came in. Because there's no demonstration of God's glory being manifested in these events. Oh, yeah, All of us boast that, my church is anointed. Come and hear my pastor. You just preached that today, woman of God. Hallelujah, but where is the demonstration? Where is the demonstration? Glory to God, I'm more determined if I never attend another conference, if I never attend another revival, give me more. I'm more determined to have more of Jesus, because that's the only thing going to keep us. I'm more determined to be filled with his spirit. Glory to God. People are preaching and teaching and ain't got no Holy Ghost. Lord have mercy. That's another message. I have to invite you back, Pastor Greer. For that one. Glory to God. How can you preach? He said, if anybody come preaching and teaching any other gospel, let them be accursed. They don't have no fire. They don't have no power. Nothing is being demonstrated in his life. Woo, you better run for the border. Glory to God. What a word. What a word. We're going to open up the lines. I don't know who's on the line today, but I tell you, this was a message. Amen. Those of you that's on social media, run, tell this. Amen. Put this message. Amen. I've already placed it on Pastor Greer's page, amen, and all you have to do is click the link, and you can listen to this message in its entirety, amen, and you can also visit our archives on Blog Talk Radio and search for New Destiny Ministries, and you'll be able to hear this message again and again and again. This was one. This is going in the classic sections, amen, more determined. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the lines right now. Glory to God. I see area code 925, and I believe that's calling out of the Bay Area. The last four of your number is 2922. Caller, your line is open. You're welcome to give a comment and tell us who you are and whatever else the Lord lay on your heart. You're welcome to do so at this time. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. This is Pastor Diane White. Just listening to my sister, amen, I was so blessed by the words, just raw, and just dealing with the issue at hand. And like you said, we need more people really dealing with the issue at hand and really speaking out to what is the problem in the church, because truly we all know that there is a problem. We might act like there isn't, but we know that there is a problem. And when we get more of us saying there's a problem and saying, look at the problem, let's deal with the problem, then we're going to see the problem be taken care of. So I enjoyed the message. Amen. And I'm excited, amen, about just what went forth. And I'm going to have to listen to it again, amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. On time. Thank you for tuning in, Pastor White. We so appreciate you tuning in and just sharing some of your time with us today. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you. We're going to area code 904. The last four of your number is 5596. I don't know if this is Pastor Sphinx. God bless you, caller. Your line is open. All right. Well, we're going to go to area code 707. I believe this is Minister Bankston. God bless you, caller. 707. Last four of your number is 7279. The line is open. All right, all right. We have a lot of background noises. Amen. I'm going to call a area code 225-9588. Your line is open, caller. God bless you. All right, all right. God bless you. Amen. We're going to area code 612. Last four of your number is 7340. I believe this is Bishop-elect. God bless you.
How you doing, woman of God? I caught the back end of it, but it just put me in the mind of what I've been studying, just letting me know I'm hearing from God. In the book of Revelation, the second and third chapter, it tells you all the problems that's in every church. Not some church, but every church. And it's mentioned seven times, him that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And the man of God is just in pulse with what God is addressing the church this hour and this season, because we have to no holes barred. We have to preach the unadulterated word of God. We have to declare and decree the oracles of God. So I caught part of it, and what I heard, the man of God just blessed me. But what I like about his spirit is that he's not playing. I mean, I'm sorry.
That's
my mouth, I missed it, but I meant to say woman of God, but what I heard was the truth. See, we got to preach the truth. We got to preach God's word. We cannot backtrack. We cannot play. We cannot compromise. We cannot be bought. We cannot be purchased. We cannot be conned. When you preach God's word, there's always a challenge. There's always a test and a trial. But somebody's life is always changed. There's always a miracle, sign, and wonder. Sometimes we don't never see it. But I just want to honor the woman of God for having the courage to being faithful to the call, but faithful to the work, and faithful to the responsibility. Because being faithful to the call is one thing. Being faithful to the work is another thing. But being responsible, meaning, listen, I'm not backing down. The devil is a liar. Period, ended. So I hadn't been on for a while, but I because I've been so busy preparing, we're about to start the music ministry. We got engagements in California already. We don't even have the ministry put together yet. But I'm excited about people who are willing to pay the price of delivering the truth. Because the scripture even talks about they make a lie of truth and a truth a lie. And I really could go hours on this subject matter. But I tell the woman of God, thank you for just being faithful.
Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we bless the Lord for you. Just want to say happy belated birthday to you also, Bishop-elect. So God bless you. Amen. We're going to go back to the woman of God today. I tell you, wow. My spirit man has been fed on today. I feel like I could run through some troops today.
Jesus.
Oh, glory, that was a word. Amen. They talk about Rhema. That's Rhema right there. Rhema is everything God already has written in his word. Hallelujah. Can't get no more Rhema than Aya. No more Rhema than that. God bless you, Pastor Juanita Greer. We're just so thankful. Hallelujah. We certainly was praying with you even on the installation and the ordination, and just pray that God would continue to use you mightily, and that you would continue to walk in the boldness to decree and to declare God's word in every venue he send you into. We pray God's blessings upon you and your family, and pray that God's will always be the center of your life. I bless God for you today, and just so humbled that you were able to accept our invitation to come on and share the word of God with us on this week. We also want you to be in prayer with us. We're having a 7-hour shut-in. Amen. A shut-in, shut-in, shut-in. I remember when I came in this thing, we used to shut in 2 and 3 days. Amen. Before we even, you know, we wouldn't take communion but once a year, but we would shut in, and people, the saints would begin to examine themselves before they just ate and partook of the Lord's Supper. And it was something that we revered, and we didn't take it lightly. Amen. I mean, people would just come in and shut in and Some would have to go to work, but they would leave the sanctuary and go to work, and I mean, wouldn't even eat on the job, and just come back after they off work and just shut in, no baths, no nothing. Amen. You could bring your toothbrush with you and brush your teeth, but amen, we would just be in that church feasting on the word of God and meditating and repenting and just asking God for his mercies and his grace to be on our lives and on our families. So we just going to shut in for 7 hours if you're in the New Orleans area, and even if you're not, we want you to be praying along with us. Those of you that can stay up for those 7 hours and intercede with us, we certainly would appreciate it. We're starting at midnight Friday to 7 a.m. that Saturday morning, amen, and we have Prophet Frank Delaney from La Paz, Louisiana, and also Apostle Francois from Harvey, Louisiana, will be with us also speaking and sharing the word of God with us in that service, and there will be some prophetic impartations. Those of you that may not even have the Holy Ghost, I challenge you to come make a sacrifice and come down. Amen, amen. I'm looking for the Holy Ghost fire to fall upon the souls that will come and participate in this 7 hour prayer and shut in. Amen. So we're going to be announcing it again on tomorrow. Those of you that's on social media, you've already saw the flyer. So we're looking to just hear from God and to, I don't know about you all, but there's so many things that I'm in need of, just not for me, but for my family, for the souls here in the city of New Orleans. We even looking at, you know, a 10-year anniversary in this city. I wasn't here for Katrina, but just to think about that 10-year anniversary of that great travesty that was here in this city is enough for us to gather and really come together and be on one accord and ask the Lord to just let some of these storms bypass us, because we're going to see some more in the nation. They're just not here in the South. They're everywhere, amen, because we're living in the last days. So we bless the Lord for the woman of God coming with us today, and we're going to have our final remarks, and we're going to close on out, and we invite you to tune in tomorrow. We're on Tuesday. We're not on 5 days a week anymore. We got more work to do, but we're on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So we certainly invite you all to tune in with us and invite a friend, someone you know that's in need of a word, amen, to come in, come on and be a blessing and listen in with us. So God bless you, Pastor Greer. We certainly appreciate you so very, very much.
Amen. God bless you. And again, it was just a blessing to be here. And I, once again, I pray that the word, you know, minister, and that it will be allowed to do what it was sent forth to do. Amen. And that's my desire. So that's all I have to say. Bless you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we bless the Lord. We're going to let you close out with the word of prayer, and we'll see you all on tomorrow. We're going to close out with that same song, God Wants to Hear from You. So if you can just dismiss us with the word of prayer, Pastor Greer, we appreciate it. Again, thank God for Pastor White tuning in and being with us today. She serves in the same ministry. I think that's our first lady there in Richmond, California, Tree of Life amen. Restoration Ministries, amen. And if you're in that area, amen, give them your information, Pastor Greer, those of them that's on the line that may be in the California area, give them your information for your location where you all are located.
Amen. We are the Tree of Life Restoration Ministries, and we are a three team. We are one team, three people that have come together to form a senior pastor team. We are really endeavoring to really just be a blessing and touch lives. And our motto at the Tree of Life, it is, it's amazing what can be accomplished when no one cares who gets the credit. And so we are just endeavoring to really function in unity, you know, and just to see what God is doing, to experience what God can do.
And so we are really working on ourselves. So this word that came forth, you know, it's really a part of who we are, and we are allowing it to really work on us first, you know. And so I do give honor to my First Lady, Pastor Diane White, and I'm not sure if Bishop White is on the line or not, but I certainly want to give honor to him. If he is, amen, the covering for the Tree of Life. And so we are located in the city of Richmond. We are currently sharing, renting a church, renting space from Independent Holiness, and they are located on 605 South 16th Street in the city of Richmond. So we rent from that church, 605 South 16th Street. We have classes at 11 a.m. every morning, every Sunday morning, and then our worship service is at 1:30 on Sunday afternoons, and we have Bible study Thursdays at the church at 7 p.m.
My God, amen. Wow, that's a blessing, amen. That's a blessing. I look forward to fellowshipping with you all whenever I get back in the area. So God bless you. I'm going to be praying mightily for that work that you all are doing in that area. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Father God, we just come together. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of your word. We thank you, Lord God, for the desire of your word. And we pray, Lord God, that it has fell upon good ground, Lord God, and that it would be sown deep, Lord God, into the heart and the minds of the people, Lord God, that great fruit, Lord God, will be produced from it. We thank you, Lord God. We trust and believe, Lord God, as you are, Lord God, the husbandry, oh God. You are the husbandman. You are the divine, Lord God, vineyard caretaker. And so, God, we thank you now that through the watering of the word, Lord God, hallelujah, the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, that, Lord God, much fruit shall spring forth, Lord God, and lives shall be changed, Lord God. The spirit of humility, Lord God, will become prevalent in the church, oh God, that it will become engrafted, ingrained into our DNA like never before to greater measure, Father God, that nothing but you can be seen or heard so that eyes can truly see and ears can truly hear and hearts can truly be changed, Lord God, to truly experience the things that you have for them. We give you praise, Lord God. We do pray over New Destiny Ministries, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You've heard, Lord God, the petition. You know all things that are needed. And Lord God, as she trusts in you, Lord God, we thank you now for every provision, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that she shall have no lack. Lord God, as she tends to your business, Lord God, as she tends to the things of God, Lord God, you are faithful, Lord God, to bless her home. Lord God, we do give you praise, even not only for her natural home, but for the spiritual place, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for seeds being sown into the ministry, Lord God, meeting every need. We pray for each and every one that is upon the line, Lord God. We pray for their families, Lord God, in every ministry that is represented. God, we pray, Lord God, that your glory, Lord God, will be experienced like never before in these last and evil days. We do thank you now for the light, Lord God, is shining because you have set your face upon us. Arise and shine, church. Arise and shine bright, for the glory of the Lord has come and it is risen upon us. And God, we do give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. Continue. I want you all to pray for Pastor Gloria Smith. She lost her mother her father, last week. Amen. And they'll be having those homegoing services this weekend. I don't have all of the information, but I will give you that information on tomorrow. I know it will be held in Hammond, Louisiana. So we will give you the information on the line tomorrow. So God bless you. Those of you that are frequent social media, please share this message. Amen. Share this message. You can go to Pastor Grizz's page, and you can also go to our page at New Destiny Ministries and even my page at Adrian Bernard and share this message. This is a message that needs to be shared. Amen. And we'll bless God for you. Have a beautiful day. We're going to close out with God wants to hear from you. God bless you, Pastor Greer, Pastor White. Thank you so much for tuning in, and all of you all that I opened your lines and couldn't get a response, we thank God for you. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you.
your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear from you. Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your